It won the Pulitzer Prize in 1945. It's the one. It's probably the play that every community theater loves to do over and over again. I couldn't be happier to be in this play.
And I can die happy because I will have played a role that was played by Jimmy Stewart in a film. And for me, that's heaven because of all the actors from that era, he's probably my favorite. He was the everyman who always found himself in extraordinary circumstances.
Do you feel then any pressure? Because I don't know about people who are under 30. It used to be that everyone had seen Harvey. And I, for some reason, it's one of those movies that now I find with people maybe 35 or 30 or younger, it's not the case anymore. But many people are familiar with Harvey and that Jimmy Stewart portrayal. Does that bother you at all?
Not at all. I think what's nice about Harvey is that so many different theater companies perform Harvey as part of their repertoire, and you can see the characters interpreted so many different ways by the different actors and the directors. In fact, I taught in Iowa for 35 years, and I just found out that one of the high schools in the community that where I taught is doing Harvey the first weekend of November, and the kid who's playing Elwood is a former student of mine.
How about that? Debbie, you're directing.
I am.
When you have something that is part of the canon, you know, of popular theater canon,
right?
Does that mean you direct any differently?
I don't think so. There are so many lines in this play that are so unique, and we just need to get them out there. So, they're so very, very funny. Mary Chase wrote a funny, funny play. And these characters are one in a million. Vita May is her, Vita Louise is her own person, and her daughter, Myrtle May, they are just wonderful. And Bill Hesse is a wonderful Elwood P. Dowd.
Elwood P. Dowd is a great character. And what Elwood P. Dowd has to do is somewhat suffer. There's
yes.
some physical, mm-hmm. you know, motions, and you're seeing somebody that nobody else is.
Right, and I also look at Elwood as being sort of the eye of the hurricane, because all the really emotional stuff is happening all around him, and he's this picture of calm in the midst of all of it, because he's the one who really sees Harvey, and he understands. And in the show, he says, "I chose to be pleasant." And so he has to be pleasant through the entire show while everybody else is going crazy.
While heads are being lost around him.
Exactly.
This is a Pulitzer Prize winner from more than six decades ago.
Yes.
Not every play that is 60 plus years old holds up as well. What do you think it is about this script, this performance, that still resonates?
It is a wonderful play about generosity and forgiveness. I think for me, the pivotal moment in the play is when Elwood finds out what his sister's been doing all day, and instead of being upset, he says, "Isn't that Vita a whirlwind?"
Whirlwind.
And I think that this play holds up because it was so well written, which was somewhat of a surprise. This was only her second play, and no one expected it to be a hit. I understand that they had to go through four or five, six different actors to get somebody to play it on Broadway, and no one thought it would survive as long as it has.
Performances are the 7th and 8th at 7:30 both
right.
nights, and then a matinee on the 9th at 2.
At 2 p.m., right.
Let me ask, this is something I've asked other people who are in plays, and I'm always interested in the answer. You work so long.
Right.
You work hard. It's after hours. It's after you've had a full day. The rehearsals are after you've had a full day of other things. And three performances, and it's gone.
Right.
Does that bother you at all?
Well, it's never really gone. It lives with you forever.
Right.
I mean, even if you don't have photographs, and you have your memories, and to have been able to play Vita Louise just once is wonderful. I will never forget the experience.
Bill?
And I've spent my entire life in the performing arts as a music teacher, choral director, and singer. And I'm used to doing choral performances that you only hear one time, and then you're moving on to the next thing. In my heart of hearts, it would be fun to run it for two weekends. But I think the theater that we have is so intimate and so perfect for the setting that we're doing. And it seats enough people that we're going to get our message across as we need to. And we can just sort of bask in the afterglow when it's all done.
That theater, of course, White Auditorium on Northwest Arkansas Community College campus. Debbie, for you, the ephemeral quality of theater?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's an outlet, you know. It's for the audience and for the actor and the director, too. We get to do our vision, how we would like to have seen something. Now you can do it. Now you can see it. Like I said, the actors are such fun to work with. We laugh as much at rehearsal as this audience will at this play. It's so much fun. And I do want to thank Northwest Arkansas Community College for allowing us to use their auditorium. It's a great facility, and we really appreciate it. Did want to mention one little thing, that tickets will be available at the door. So we do, you know, tell people to please don't hesitate to come out. And the tickets are $12 and $8. And we do offer a coupon on our little flyer. So if one has one of those, you get 15% off the dinner at River Grill Friday or Saturday night.
But not Sunday.
Not Sunday.
They're closed
on Sunday.
And Debbie, don't forget that people can buy tickets online at the Village Players website.
We do have
which
PayPal.
Is
bvvillageplayers.org. And they can use PayPal to get those tickets.
Now, you're probably Harvey's best friend.
Absolutely.
What can you tell us about Harvey?
Well, Harvey and I met one night several years ago. I was walking one evening down Fairfax Street between 18th and 19th. You know the block?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had just put Ed Hickey into a taxi. Ed had been mixing his rye with his gin, and I felt he needed conveying. I started to walk down the street, and I heard a voice say, "Good evening, Mr. Dowd." I turned, and there was a great white rabbit leaning against a lamppost. Well, I didn't think anything about it, because when you've lived in a community as long as I've lived in this one, you're used to the fact that everybody knows your name. Well, naturally, I went over to chat with him, and he said, "Ed Hickey's a little spiffed this evening, or could I be mistaken?" Of course he was not mistaken. I think the world in awe of Ed, but he was spiffed. Well, anyway, we kept on talking, and finally I said, "You have the advantage of me. You know my name, and I don't know yours." Right back at me, he said, "What name do you prefer?" I didn't have to think a moment. Harvey has always been my favorite name, so I said Harvey. And this is the interesting part of the whole thing. He said, "What a coincidence. My name happens to be Harvey."
You know, what we could do is we could put Harvey, because we often have photographs of people, you know, that we've talked to, and put them on the webpage. Do you think Harvey would pose for a picture?
He posed at the first Friday in Bentonville Square. Of course, most people saw him in silhouette.
Well,
he's actually going to be making a few appearances around Bentonville and Bella Vista over the next couple of weeks. We're not announcing where, but if you happen to see Harvey anywhere and take your photograph with him, you can email it in to the Village Players, and you'll be entered into a drawing for free tickets.
Harvey, October 7th and 8th at 7:30 p.m., Sunday afternoon, the 9th at 2, all performances at Northwest Arkansas Community College White Auditorium on the NWACC campus. And if you get your picture taken with Harvey, a chance to get those free tickets. Otherwise, $12 general admission, $8 for students. And you know what? This play is one of the all-time best for intergenerational audiences. If you have, you know, young people in your life, grandchildren, children, nieces, nephews that, I don't know what, 9 and up, 8 and up.
Absolutely.
You know, because it,
yes.
But it's a show that it does not talk down to young people.
No.
But it's safe, and it's
right.
Just, it's a wonderful.
It's a family play. It really is. It is a delight.
Thank you all for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.